我发现今天大部分在我们家庭、教会、工作、学校的问题，并不是与神学有关的。
I find out that the problems we have in the church, in our family, or in the societies, not derived from the theological problem.
很多时候都是和人与人的相处有关的。
Rather, it's the problem of the relationship with each other.
大部分都是因为性格不合引起冲突而产生的。
Most of the time, it's caused by the personality clashes.
不是，能够举几个例子
？Let me give you a few examples.
在家庭当中，丈夫可能是一个独裁者，也对太太的需要完全不敏感。
In the family, maybe the husband is very dominant and also very insensitive to the needs of the wife.
这个太太很多时候都想自己可能嫁错人，想离婚。
A lot of time, the wife may think, may talk to him, herself that maybe I really married to a wrong person, and the thought of the divorce comes to the mind.
在教会当中，很多新的朋友来了，背着很多的负担，过去的伤害。
In the church, there are many new friends come to the church, and they carry the burdens of the hurts from the past.
可是来到教会当中，把自己的过去的伤害和人分享，想不到全整个教会人都知道了。
But after they share their past and the hurt feelings with a member of the church, and they never thought about that, all the problems were spread to all the church.
很多人很喜欢在人背后说人的闲话。
There are many people, they are really busybody, they like to gossip behind people.
所以令到那些受过伤害的人来到教会又在受伤害，说以后也不来教会了。
So those people that were hurt before, once again, they got hurt again, and they said, I will never come to church.
在工作上，有些人做一份工作，一方面就要想，我要换另外一份工作。
Likewise, in our workplace, a lot of people, they always have the thinking in their mind that I'm going to change another job.
因为他们的老板很多时候看到不负责任、不尽责的这个工作人员、同事，但他和人的关系很好，却怎么样也不会解雇这样的人。
Because sometimes the boss will see a worker, he was very irresponsible and also sloppy in his job, but he has a good relationship with the other co-workers, and he will never get fired.
这样很多时候就连累了一些尽责，不过和人的关系不太好，不太知道怎么样和人相处的这些尽心工作的人。
So those people who work very hard.Yeah, they have poor relationship with co-workers, and they got hurt.
在学校里面，有一些同学特别聪明，成绩总是名列前茅。
At school, those students, they are very good in studying. They always get very good grades.
可是他们也非常喜欢批评人。
But they are very critical.
所以如果你有机会和他一起合作一个学校里的这个功课的时候，很多时候被他批评的完全一点自尊也没有。
And so if you have a chance to share a project with those good students, good grade students, and maybe he will criticize you to the point that you have no self-esteem left.
所以去学校也是一种的受苦，一种的折磨。
So go to school, it's kind of a torture to those students.
既然我们看到人与人相处有这么的问题，这么多的冲突，是不是暗示着这个世界有些性格是好的，有些性格是比较坏的性格呢？
Since we saw so many conflicts in our society, in the schools, is that because some of the personalities are good, some are bad?
你们大家可以想想。
Think about that, all of you.
但根据诗篇139篇第13节这样说
But according to Psalms 139 verse 13 it says
说我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已复辟我。
For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
英文的翻译是用 knit， 这个中文可以翻译成去绣或者是编织的意思。
In the English, it's a knit, that means embroidered or woven together.
所以是神设计我们每一个人有很独特的性格。
That, in other words, God created each one of us uniquely.
神本来的创造设计是美好的。
originally his creation was is beautiful.
没有说有一些性格好一点，有一些性格差一点。
No such a thing that one personality is better than the other.
只是因为我们的罪性的缘故，我们把好的神设计的性格把它误用了，变得好像不好的性格。
But because of our sinful nature, we misuse the good creation in the wrong way.
所以每一个人的性格应该都是好的，没有不好的性格。
So each personality should be good. No such thing is bad.
在英语崇拜完了英语崇拜之后，通常我还在整理东西的时候，所有的会众都离开那个房间了。
After English worship, and most of the time I'll stay behind and take care of things. Everybody already left.
那突然就有几个小学生完成了主日学，他就冲进那个房间，在大力的敲鼓，大力的在敲着钢琴。
And they always as young kids, they will come to the room and beat on the drum and also abuse the piano.
造成很严重的噪音。
And create very undesirable noises.
那个时候，如果我走到钢琴面前骂钢琴或者骂这个鼓，你说我发神经。
If I go to the piano and the drum and the blame on them, you say I'm crazy.
问题不在那个鼓或者那个钢琴，而是怎么样用钢琴用鼓的那个人。
The problem is not on those instruments, rather is the person who use that.
所以，如果我们想和人有和睦的关系，我们必须要了解神原来设计给我们的性格是怎么样的。
So in order for us to have a harmonious relationship, we need to understand the original God's creation.
然后我们也要学习怎么样去好好的用我们的性格。
Then we try to use it the each personality.
这样我们才可以荣耀神，也成为自己的祝福。
That by doing that, then we can glorify God and also become a blessing to us.
也会祝福其他人，因为我们会有一个和睦相处的关系。
Also, you become a blessing to the other people because we live in a harmonious relationship.
所以我们今天就会学习究竟神原来设计的时候有哪几种性格，我们应该怎么样好好的用我们的性格。
So today we are going to learn what kind of personalities God created so we can use it wisely.
根据研究发现有四种不同性格的人。
According to the research, there are four different types of temperament.
这种四种不同性格的这种分析原来是始于一个希腊的一个医生，他称为现代医学之父。
Originally, it was attributed by a Greek medical doctor as a kind of modern of medicine. The father of the modern medicine.
对，他的名字叫做 Hippocrates.
His name is Hippocrates.
那后来呢，在1928年的时候 ，William Marston 就根据这一个的观察所得，他就把它简化了，然后把这四种不同的性格用 DISC 来简称 DISC.
In 1928, and William Marston, he divided from the eight and create into four categories.And as a DISC disc.
请注意啊，这个性格的一个分析，并不是一个心理的这个测验。
I'd like you to pay attention. The personality profiles is not a psychological exam.
如果你有很严重的情绪心理的问题，你需要看医生。
If you have a really severe trouble, with a psychological.A problem that you need to go to see a psychiatrist.
但这个分析的确可以帮助我们了解一下为什么不同的人做事会有不同的方法、不同的倾向、不同的动机。
The four types can help us with a simple insight of basic human behavior motivations.
如果你想详细的知道自己的性格究竟是怎么样的。
If you want to understand your own personality,
因为性格虽然有四大种，每一个人可能会有不同组合的性格，而且每一个种类当中的程度可能有所不同，所以每一个人非常独特。
Since each one of us is so uniquely different, so even we have four types, but you may have mixed two different types or three different types together.
如果你想清楚知道，你一定要做一个你的性格的一个很有科学性、客观的一个调查。我这里有一本书。
So if you want to know your type, then you really need to be very objective. And also, I have a book here, and you can study that.
这本书本身的价钱连运费$11。
This book it costs about $11.
如果你有兴趣想买，以致可以清楚知道自己的性格，甚至你可以帮你的太太也买一份的话，那你就联络我，我这里有一份表，一会儿会传过去，你写你的名字。
If you want to have a copy of that, you can come to me and we can buy together.
然后下个礼拜带$11来，一手交钱，一手交货。
So next week you can bring $11 and I'll give you the book.
我这里已经有40本在这里。
I have 40 copies here.
如果有需要的话，我在上网再帮你们再买一些。
If you need more, I can go to internet and buy more copies.
那让我们来看看有不同的性格，有主动的，还有被动的两种。
Let's see this. Well, two different types. One is active, the other one is very passive type.
主动的人通常我们会看到有一些特征，外向。
And for the active type, the one characteristic is extroverted.
比较开朗。
Outgoing.
比较乐观。
Optimistic.
比较喜欢参与。
Involved.
被动的人比较内向。
For the passive type, they are introverted.
比较有所保留，很安静。
Reserved, quiet.
非常现实主义。
Realistic.
非常的面对困难，退出而不会想去参与。
When they face the problem, they become withdrawn and they don't want to participate.
另外，在主动和被动的性格当中，又分为注重事情的人。
And then between the passive and the active.Another type is task-oriented type.
另外一种是很喜欢和人交往的人。
The other type is people-oriented.
那喜欢做事的人又叫 high-tech person, 这个人很高科技。
And the people who like to do work, usually they are very high-tech.
而那种比较喜欢和人交往的就是感情特别丰富。
And for those people, they like to get involved with people, they are full of the emotion.
喜欢做事的人很注重做事情的方法以及它的功能是怎么样的。
For those people, they are very practical. They like to see how to, the form and the function of the work.
喜欢和人交往的人很注重感受，很注重彼此的关系。
For those people who like to, share involved with the other people, they have a lot of feelings and they like to fellowship.
注重事情的人很注重计划、节目、项目、过程。
For the task-oriented type, they really emphasize on planning and the programs and projects and process.
喜欢和人交往的人特别关心人，喜欢和人分享，注重人与人的关系，也很注重情绪的表达。
For the people-oriented, they are very caring.And sharing, they have a good relationship, and they are very emotional.
但请大家留意，你会发现主动、被动、注重事、注重人。但有些人呢，他可能非常主动，不过是对事情主动，对人不主动的。
When you see those four types of people, and you may see some people, they are active type.But they emphasize on the job, on the work, but not very active to the human relationship.
有些人主动，不过是对人主动，对事情没有兴趣。
And some people, they are active to those people, but not to the work.
有一种人喜欢和人相处，不过经常处于被动的状态。
Some people, they are very people-oriented, but they have become passive. They are passive type, not active type.
有些人也喜欢和人交往，不过他喜欢很多时候，他的这个人不喜欢和人交往，他是注重事情的人，而且做事的时候都是比较被动的。
And some people that they maybe that like to work, but when they do job, they become passive.
所以你已经发现性格有很多不同的变化。
So you can tell that there are many different characteristics among the different personalities.
为什么这个分析叫做 this model DIS 有 C 有这四种的性格呢
？Why we have so four different types of people？
因为属于D型性格的人可以用四个由D英文字D做开始的字来形容他的性格。
The D type people, they have subgroups into four. Each character, each word begin with D.
首先，这些人是很注意领导、主导性的人。
The first one is they're very dominant.
第二，这些人很直接，有话就说。
Very direct, they say what they think.
第三，这些人非常的决定果断，很懂得做决定，毫不犹豫就做决定了。
They are very decisive, no second thought.
但这些人也要求多多，很多要求。
But at the same time, they are very demanding.
那 I 这种性格的人呢？为什么是 I 呢？有四个字，由 I 开始。
For the I type, there are four words, all begin with I.
第一，这个人非常具启发性。
Very inspiring.
非常的有影响力。
Very influential.
非常的具引导性。
Inducing.
这个人通常留给人很好的印象。
And leave a very good impression, impressive.
那为什么 S 类型的人，他这个性格是由 S 做开始呢？
For the type submissive.
因为以下这四个字，第一，这些人非常顺服。
They are very submissive.
很喜欢去支持一个领导者，去帮助他。
They like to support a leader to help the leader.
这些人做事非常稳定。
They are very steady.
这些人也对人很敏感。
And they are very sensitive.
不过这些人就是比较被动，非常害羞。
But since they are passive, so they are very shy.
那第四种人是属于 C 型性格的人。
Oh, for the C type.
有四个字可以形容。
There are four words to describe them.
这些人做事很能干。
Very competent.
这些人也非常的可以去守规则。
Follow the rule, compliant.
这些人做事很谨慎小心。
Very cautious.
最后，这些人凡事都要做得正确。
And do everything right.
对他来讲，事情或是黑或是白，白没有中间的。
For them, everything either is black or white, nothing in between.
在圣经上我也看到有四个不同的人物，大概也有这四种不同的性格。
In Bibles I can tell four people they can describe into those four categories.
那你们觉得使徒保罗是什么性格的人？
What do you think of Apostle Paul? Which type is he belong to?
彼得呢？
How about Peter?
I 非常喜欢说话，很有影响力。
摩
西呢？
How about Moses?
S他对自己还没有信心，左推右推，神要他去把为奴的希伯来人、以色列人救出埃及，他就推三推四，甚至要叫他的哥哥亚伦去做领袖，他情愿去做帮忙的。
He was very indecisive. When Lord wants him to let the Israelites out of Egypt, he tried to find all kinds of excuses, even asked his brother to do the job, Aaron.
多马是一个多疑但也非常谨慎的人。
And Doubting Thomas.
应该是一个典型的 C 型性格的人。
He's a typical C type.
他看到复活的耶稣也不相信耶稣已经复活，非要摸摸他才相信。
He had to touch Jesus in order to believe Jesus was resurrected.
那我们怎么样才能在冲突发生之前去预防它的发生呢？
So how can we prevent the conflict from happening before it happens?
首先要知己知彼。
First of all, you have to know yourself and you know others.
第二，要学会欣赏神给你的独特的性格，也欣赏其他人独特的性格。
And secondly, is to appreciate your own personality and also the other people's personalities that God create each of us uniquely.
要知道不同的性格如果发挥得好，而且彼此互相配合的话，可以为神做很大的工作。
You know that different type of the personalities, if we complement each other, work together, we really can do a great job for the Lord.
第三，要知道你自己性格误用之后会产生的一些缺陷。
Thirdly is.To understand yourself, if you miss your own personality, and then what kind of consequences would have?
要知道什么情况之下你会有这样的缺陷会产生。
You have to understand under what kind of circumstances that the four of your personalities will magnify.
然后靠着神的能力去帮助你在这样的环境之下不要犯错不要犯罪。
Then through God's power, try not to make this kind of mistake, not to make the mistake.
同样你也要知道其他的人和你相处的人他们在什么情况之下会特别容易犯他们性格有的那种错。
Also, you have to know other people's personalities flaw when misused and what kind of things is going to happen.
不如和你分享一点点我在婚姻里面学到的人与人相处的一些功课。
And let me share with you some of the lessons that I learned from the marriage.
我和我太太结了婚已经就快九年了，学了不少关于我太太的她的性格，知道怎么样和她相处。
My wife and I have been married almost 9 years. Through those years, I learned a lot about her.
我发现我太太肚子饿的时候呢，情绪特别容易不好。
I found out that when my wife, when she is hungry,She's very easy to get irritated.
另外就是她疲倦的时候，她也特别容易这个情绪就会控制的不太好。
Also, when she is tired, he cannot control his emotion.
有时候在压力之下也会有这样的情绪的波动。
Same thing under the pressure.
我太太是一个非常守时的人，如果我迟到，她就会情绪不太好。
My wife, she's a person very keep everything on time. So if I'm late.She will get very irritable.
这就帮助我变成一个比较守时的人。
So that helps me to be on time.
所以为此感谢神。
For this, I give thanks to God.
另外，可能年轻的还不晓得，大一点你结了婚就知道，每一个月起码有一次你要特别的要关心你的太太。
And for those who are not married, you probably don't understand. But for those already married.
那个时候少说话多做事多聆听。
Each month at certain period of time you have to be careful. That time you better do a lot of work, don't talk too much and just listen.
所以你需要很个人的了解和你相处的那个人，不过以下大概分析四种性格的人什么情况之下会特别会产生一些问题，又怎么样的去面对。
So I'd like to share with you under what kind of situations that you have to be careful.
那低型性格的人在压力之下会变得独裁愤怒紧张，会产生一种给人的压力感。
So for the D-type people under pressure they become very thick dictatorial, anger, intense, and forceful.
是什么令到他们会有这样的表现呢？
And what kind of thoughts would make them become irritable?
这种人性格很强，所以看到软弱的人他会愤怒。
And those people, they are very strong, so when they see people are weak, they are not too happy.
看到那些人犹疑不决，总是做不了决定，他觉得也有点情绪不安。
And when they see people, they are indecisiveness.
看到人懒惰缺乏自律缺乏计划缺乏目标缺乏方向缺乏权柄缺乏控制挑战，他就会特别情绪。
When you see somebody is lazy, lack of the discipline, and lack of the direction, and they become very angry.
那这些人要学习的就是在压力之下要学习后退寻求和睦。
And for those type of people, they need to learn that under pressure, they need to back off.
要三思而后行。
Think before they act.
多一点节制自己。
Self-control.
有点耐性。
Be patient.
有点爱心。
Be loving.
友善一点。
Friendly.
忠诚一点。
Loyal.
不要光顾的事情，人的感受完全不理，要仁慈一点。
Don't just text-oriented. You have to.Care about people's feeling.
对人需要敏感一点。
You have to be sensitive about people's need.
I 型性格的人在压力之下会变得过分的乐观，过分的情绪化，非常的不理性，有点愚昧，多言多语。
And for those people, they are I type. Under pressure, they are become overly optimistic, talk too much, very emotional and irrational.
那怎么会引致他有这样的表现呢？通常如果有人漠不关心悲观过分注重细节有时间的压力有人反对的声音怀疑或者做事 太过死板，他就会有这样的鼓噪的情绪。
And for those type of people, the source of irritation could be that disinterest, pessimistic, too much detail.
在压力之下，这种人需要学习聆听，计算代价后果，要控制自己的情绪，要学会自律，准时，也要小心言语。
And for those people, they need to pay attention, and they need to listen, and count the cost, and control their emotion, and be disciplined, punctual, and careful with words.
那 S 型性格的人在压力之下呢，会变得非常的更加的愿意去服从人，非常的没有安全感，充满惧怕，意志薄弱，而且想退出。
And for the S type people, under pressure, they become very submissive.And become very insecure, fearful, and become withdrawn.
引致他们有这样反应的是因为有人给他压力，不稳定的环境，没有弹性的决定，有人发怒，有人表达不忠诚，有人不敏感、骄傲，或者是歧视、不公平的事，都会令他有情绪上的这样的波动表现。
And the source of the irritation could be because instability and inflexibility, anger, and all this sort of pride and discrimination, unfairness.
这些人需要学习在压力之下要刚强壮胆。
And maybe to learn under pressure, need to be courageous and strong.
愿意去接受挑战。
And be willing to accept the challenge.
要主动一点，也愿意表达自己的需要感受。
And be active, also express your needs and your feelings.
学会用正确的方法去正面的面对冲突，不要逃避。
And use the right way to be confrontational.
也要热心一点。
And be a little more enthusiastic.
最后一种性格，D型性格人在压力之下会变得非常善于批评。
And for the C type, under pressure, they become very critical.
或者采取冷战。
Or become silent.
非常的负面，而且忧心忡忡。
And very negative, and worry a lot.
通常，什么会引致他有这样的表现？就是他看到有人做事不利。
And the source of the irritation is when they see somebody they are incompetent.
缺乏组织，那些人愚昧、不诚实，做事不准确。做事浪费资源，前后不一致，或者是盲目的信心，这些人特别讨厌。
And when they see somebody else, they are very disorganization and foolishness and dishonesty and wastefulness and inconsistency, they become very angry.
那这些人在压力之下要学习放松一点，要懂得正确的沟通，不要冷战，要学会。开朗一点，喜乐一点，正面一点，忍耐一点，学会妥协，学会开放的态度，要给人多一点信心，多一点热心。
Also, for this type of people, they need to loosen up, and also have a proper communication with the other people, and be joyful, be positive, and a little more tolerant to the other people.
这些是预防胜于治疗，不过很多时候还是发生的。那怎么样去解决已经产生的冲突呢？
All those four types of, is try to prevent the conflict. But if the conflict already start, what should we do?
那你们上课总有功课，我给你一个功课，回家去看马太福音18:15-22.
When you go to the class, you always have homework. So I'm going to give you the assignment.When you go home, read the Bible, Matthew 18:15-22.
或者一想吵架发脾气的时候，就看这一段经文。
So before, when you have the urge to start the fight, read this passage.
或者有人有冲突想找你帮忙，你一定要看这一段经文。
Or somebody want come to you ask your help, read this passage.
这段经文当中解决冲突的一些原则我很快的可以和大家分享一下，就是要有爱，要有智慧，要有真理，按照事实来处理，最后就是要有不断的原谅的态度。
I will summarize briefly for this passage that when the conflict starts, You need to show your love and show your wisdom and the truth and a lot of forgiveness.
但我们最终在冲突当中、人际关系当中相处有困难的时候的最终的目标是什么呢？
What is our ultimate goal when we have a conflict?
首先要荣耀神。
First of all, you need to glorify God.
对，甚至在冲突当中，我们也需要想怎么样可以在冲突的处理、面对冲突的时候荣耀神。
Even during the course of the conflict, you need to think about how to glorify God.
因为哥林多前书十章三十一节说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Because in the First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 it says, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
第二，要清楚透过圣经明白神的旨意还有神的方法来处理这些冲突。
Secondly is through the Bible, then how to solve the problem.
希伯来书四章十二节告诉我们听，很多时候在罪里面我们好像瞎了眼的，看不到自己的问题真相，也看不到对方的这个好处或者是问题，所以这个时候我们需要回到圣经。
And from the Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, we just are like blind person. We cannot see the other people's good points and weakness.
神的话语帮我们看到事实的真相，正如第十二节说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入骨开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显现的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
And God's words will teach us to see things clearly, just like in the Bible it says, for the word of God is living and is active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and the spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart.Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give account.
最后，我们要追求做一个属灵人，而不是做一个正常的一个人，说我生下来就是这个样子，改不了了。
Lastly, we have to pursue to be a spiritual person.You cannot say, this is the way I am, nothing I can do about that. This is how I was born.
如果你有这个态度，真的是改不了了。
If you really have this kind of attitude, then really it cannot be changed.
但如果你愿意顺着圣灵而行，还有希望。
But if you want to follow the Spirit, then you still have hope.
因为加拉太书五章十六到十七节说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意的。
Because in the Galatians chapter 15, chapter 5, verse 16 and 17, it says, So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit.And the spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature, they are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want.
神的能力可以帮助我们超越我们自己的有限。
God's power can overcome a lot of things.
因为神是一位全能的神。
Because He is the God of Almighty.
最后，我用这幅图画作为今天信息的总结。
Lastly, I would like to use this scripture to summarize today's message.
我看到我们的性格非常的像一个大的乐队。
Our different personalities are just like a big orchestra.
在大的乐队里面有什么？
In the big orchestra, what consists of big orchestra?
有很多不同的乐器。
There are many different instruments.
会不会有一种乐器比另外一种乐器更重要？其实每一种乐器都同样重要。
Each and the different instrument.They are all equally important.
但每一种乐器一定会有一个专业的音乐家 去演奏它，他花很多时间学习练习，然后去演奏那个音乐。
And each different instruments will have a very special musicians. They will practice and then perform.
但在中间有一个指挥。
But in the middle of that, there's a conductor.
我们教会有一个指挥 Sam.
We have a conductor in our church.
诗班的人知道一定要听指挥的话。
For the choir member, they all know that they have to listen to what the director say.
因为指挥知道每一个乐器音乐家他所演奏的那个音乐那一部分，并且彼此如何配搭。
Because the conductor will know each part, and also he knows how to put it together.
你说我们的性格像这幅图画里面的什么？
And what do you think about our personalities related to this picture?
我们的性格就像那几这么多种不同的乐器一样。
Our different personalities just like different instruments here.
他们没有好的性格或者不好的性格，都是一样重要。
There's no good or bad personality.
但是我们怎么样去用我们的性格，就好像是一个音乐家去怎么样去演奏他的那个乐器。
How we are going to use our personalities just like the musicians use their different instruments.
如果你不知道你的性格的这个特征，你也不去练习如何发挥你的性格的特长，那你可能不可以把你的性格发挥到神所设计原来最好的那个目的。
If you don't know your own personality, and also you don't know how to express it, then really God's creation in you would be totally wasted.
但谁是我们圣灵当中的指挥呢？
But who is our director in our life?
圣灵就是在我们每一个信主的人心中的指挥。
Holy Spirit in our heart is our director.
如果我们每一个人都愿意顺服圣灵的指挥带领，然后彼此发挥自己性格的特长，互相配搭。
If we all follow the Holy Spirit in our heart,and also complement each other's different personalities.
结果我们就可以奏出最美妙的生命的爱的乐章。
Then we can express the most beautiful music.
那外面的人没有信主的，看到这么优美的爱，还有生命的乐章，他们就渴慕想认识我们这位神。
Then for all those not unbelievers, when they see we have such a beautiful harmonious relationship that they want to know God.
这样我们就可以荣耀神，也可以实践神的大使命。
Then we can glorify God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的慈悲的天父，感谢你，你的设计是最好的。
Our merciful Father, your creation is the best.
感谢你，你给我们每个人有不同的性格，都是有你的美意在当中。
We give thanks to you that you give us different personalities and you have your will for that.
请你原谅我们，宽恕我们，因为我们的罪很多时候把你原本美好的设计变得很多时候是那么的污秽，那么的难看。
Forgive us because our sinful nature that we really misuse your creation.
所以求你帮助我们，我们透着圣灵，我们知道我们可以克服我们肉体的软弱。
Through the Holy Spirit, we know that we can really overcome the weakness of our flesh.
帮助我们在座的，在婚姻当中要学习顺着圣灵而行。
Help us in our marriage that we really to follow the Holy Spirit.
在我们的工作当中顺着圣灵而行。
At work, we follow the Holy Spirit, the guidance of Holy Spirit.
在我们的学校里面也要顺着圣灵而行。
At school, we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这样我们不但不会放纵我们肉体的情欲，还会可以荣耀神。
That we can really give glory to you.
我们生命当中因为我们的罪所引致的对人对自己的伤害，求你亲自的用你的大能去医治。
Because our sinful nature that we hurt the other people, use their almighty power to heal.
也求你给我们每一位在座的都可以找到可以信靠的弟兄姐妹，分担我们走这段人生十字架的路当中面到的困难。
Hopefully among us we can find brothers and sisters that can share the burdens and then so we can walk the way you want us to walk.
让我们那些帮助去分担其他人伤害重担的要知道什么时候要守口如瓶。
Also, when we share the burdens with when someone share the burdens with us, teach us when to keep quiet, not to talk about that.
让我们在爱当中彼此建立，奏出世界上最美妙动听爱的生命的旋律。
So in love, we can really demonstrate to the world the most beautiful music harmonious relationship.
这样你就得到最高的荣耀，就会有普天下的人被你的爱吸引来敬拜你赞美你。
So you receive the glory, and so the people in the world will attract those people in the world to come to worship you.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。
In Jesus' name we pray.